Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
How old is Kenny Loggins now? Is he still doing music?
I guess so.
His music got a resurgence with Top Gun Maverick and the way that the movie started. I'm not giving any spoilers. You've had plenty of time to see the movie, so nobody get mad at me. But that was the most perfect, most fitting way to start Top Gun Maverick. And I think that soundtrack got a major boost after they began with Danger Zone. Oh, man.
He's 76.
Is he really? Wonder if he can still croon.
I'm going to see if he's touring.
Yes, please do that. We'll add it to the category of useless information that we offer you here on the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's the Hump Show. This is what we do, right? We talk about whether or not impossible plant-based foods are competition for Nathan's hot dogs. But I'm thinking that one of our listeners is on to something. The fact that they're generating this argument right now could be a publicity stunt. This could be all about banning Joey just to get people riled up. He's a superstar of Major League Eating. I wouldn't call him an American hero either, but superstar of the sport. Is it a sport? That's another debate.
The sport.
No, it's not. That's another debate. Here we are talking about this contest in early June. So by July 4th, according to James, Chestnut will be in like Flynn. And this whole thing, you know what it reminds me of? This is going to happen. Mark my words. Caitlin Clark is going to end up on the Olympic team as an alternate or as the first sub for someone who gets hurt. It's a long way to go to the Olympics. How much do you want to bet all of the outrage and fury over Caitlin not making the Olympic team is going to become a moot point in July?
I've had the same exact thoughts the entire time. Uh-huh. So right after I heard that she was named as the alternate who could be named eventually, I was like, oh, she's absolutely going to be on the team at some point.
Right. So this is what's going to happen. Although this is intentional, I'm starting to think. Put Joey Chestnut in jail, in Major League Eating jail. Ban him from all of your competitions. Only then to say we've had a change of heart. The sport cannot survive without its master. And allow him to compete. Think about the attention. You know what? It's a sporting event that's been around for years and years and years. It needs a little injection of new life, new pizzazz.
I agree with that.
Yeah. This is pizzazz. Also, I'm telling you, I've heard the statistics. And impossible foods, all plant-based foods, are taking a major hit. A bunch of the companies are going under because they thought, coming out of the pandemic, I don't know why, what the connection is, but then in 2020 and 21, that there would be this massive spike in interest for their products, but it really hasn't stayed that way. Whether it be in grocery stores or in actual restaurants, they're just not taking off. They're not They're losing steam, if you will. Interest is waning.
They put too much in, and when there's not as much going on.
So I don't think Nathan says anything to fear. To me, this feels like worrying about, I don't know, a mosquito bite on your rear end. Like, it's just no one can see it. Unless you scratch it, no one's going to know it's there. So why even bother with worrying about impossible plant-based tofu snacks?
I get the idea that James is saying of that maybe they're doing it to build publicity. But if that were the case, I don't see why they would build the pub against themselves. They would be, say, if Kobayashi was still in the event and it was them two going at it. Mm-hmm. And it was, all right, now we're banning Joey because of this. And then they brought him back. All right, that's like building up that rivalry. That's two guys against each other. All right, we're going to tune in. Oh, there is going to be this rivalry. But I don't think they look that good. If they were to bring him back in now, they've already stood on their—they've stood their ground.
They're standing on their laurels.
That's what I think.
And their morals. Do hot dog eaters have morals? When it comes to hot dogs, can you only eat a certain kind, Jay? You're a big hot dog consumer.
You
wouldn't dare try an impossible fake hot dog.
No, I wouldn't.
Only if someone paid you.
If it was the only thing there, I wouldn't eat that day.
Now that's saying something, because Jay consumes meat like nobody's business.
I do like Nathan's. If I'm going to have a hot dog, that would be my go-to, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thinking that...
I'm brand loyal. I'm like Joey.
But you don't know if he's actually eating them.
Well, that would make it even worse, in my opinion.
Yeah, although he is taking, according to the reports, $1.2 million. That in and of itself feels like a slap in the face.
That's probably why.
But maybe...
Impossible's hemorrhaging.
Just, here's a question. Why isn't Nathan's paying him $1.2 million?
Oh, they already gave him his name. They do it for him.
He has other competitions. Maybe that's what this is about. He's pitting impossible planties against Nathan, saying, hey, you didn't give me a deal, so I'm going to go over here to the competition.
Sticking it to the man?
Sticking it to the man.
I mean, I don't know. I think they've done wonders for him.
You could do that, and you could stick it to the man. You could do that, Jay. I'm on your side. I promise that I won't ban you if you stick it to the man.
Oh, and my contract?
Yes, your contract. Signed, sealed, delivered.
My major league eating contract.
Your impossible contract. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks so much for joining us. It's dead center of our work week, hump show. And we've got your chance to ask Amy anything coming up a little bit later on. No, I don't eat hot dogs. That's the answer to the question. I do not eat hot dogs. Not even if my hubs grilled them on his amazing grill would I eat a hot dog. I've passed that point in my life. I can't do it. Once you see what's in them or how they're made.
You don't think of that.
Oh, well, I've seen it and I can't unsee it. It's like a restaurant. So you may remember this. Actually, it probably happened when you were little, so I don't know that you would remember this, but I probably going back now 20 years. There was a restaurant in the South that deep fried a rat instead of the chicken that they were supposed to be serving. And a person realized it was not a piece of chicken. I have never been able to eat that restaurant's food since.
I don't want to know what it is.
No, you don't. You don't want to know because you'll never be able to eat that restaurant's offerings or even think about that restaurant in the same way from now on. So that's kind of the point is once you know what's in it, no. You've never watched the hot dog documentary, have you?
Oh, I know what's in it. I do. Okay. Or actually, I know what's in it, and I still don't know what's in it, if that makes sense.
Yes. Also, how in the world do we just spend an hour talking about Joey Chestnut and Nathan's hot dogs when I have never watched the competition in my life because it grosses me out.
Now you gotta tune in.
No, it grosses me out. Without Joey, I'm not watching.
Do you want to go?
He's.
It's not far.
No, it's disgusting. No, I don't want to go. What are you going to sit in the splash zone?
If we get there early enough.
Ew. Do you pay money to have people spew pieces of hot dog bun on you?
Actually, I'm pretty sure the whole thing is free. It's like, but it's millions of people. Literally, probably like a million to 2 million people are.
Do you
in
get
that
free
area.
Hot dogs?
No, you
got only if
those.
They land on you.
Yeah, only you got to open your mouth. And then,
gross.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Dick, who's in Tennessee. What do you think? Is this an actual, real controversy, or is Joey Chestnut in the right here?
I think Nathan's is being like the PGA Tour. Well, you're not using my brand, so we're kicking you out of the league.
There you go. If you're going to go play on the LIV Tour, well, then you're not going to compete in our tournaments. Get out.
Yep, exactly. Ballpark Franks is where it's at anyways.
Just for clarification, you don't work for Ballpark, correct?
Nope, I sure don't.
All right, I'm going to have to try them. Oh, Jay's going to have to try them. He's hot dog eater on the show.
All right, y'all have a good night or good morning.
I like it, Dick. That's a great analogy, is it not? The PGA Tour and Nathan's, they're ticked off. Do they actually think that Joey never eats a hot dog that isn't Nathan's? Come on, the man eats for a living.
They trusted him.
Have they written it in the contract? For instance, I have a non-compete. It's in my contract. I can't go work for another network, though I can do interviews on other networks and other radio outlets, but I cannot work for another one. If it's in his contract that he cannot eat any other hot dog besides Nathan's, well, then I'm on Team Nathan's side.
Oh, he could eat them. He just can't endorse them. I don't know if that's in the fine print of his contract.
Oh, it might not be. Might not be.
It should just be
print.
Like a silent agreement.
No, because Impossible Foods are more like salads than they are actual hot dogs. So I don't. You can eat them together. You're getting your nutrition, your salad, along with your hot dog.
It sounds awful.
It does. All right, let's talk to Jason. Jason, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, thanks for taking the call. Love the show.
Thank you.
Been patiently waiting because I actually watch it every year.
Okay.
And I think Joey's totally wrong here. Nathan's has made him what he is today. Now, granted, he has given them some popularity as well.
Yeah.
But he became what he is from being in Nathan's. So what they're saying is you're part of that league, a competitive eating, and he is paid, and he has a sponsorship deal. So what they're saying is you can't promote that other brand during this competition. And what does he think now? He's bigger than Nathan's. Like, you know, don't forget where you came from. You know, like they said, it's like if you have a deal with Jordan, you're not going to wear Adidas shoes. You know, so you can't just wear another brand, wear it any other day of the year, but not during competition.
All right.
So, you know, that's my take. And I got one other question for you, Amy.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I got to touch on it. It's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What about my Broncos? Do we believe that we could maybe have a playoff year? I think the fevers here in town in Pittsburgh, we're excited about the team. I am excited as well.
Good.
I think we're a couple players away, but I like where we're headed.
Oh, see, the thing is, as long as you're excited and the fan base is excited, that will be enough to get you through the summer. I have no idea what's going to happen in September or October, but I would be rooting for the Pirates whenever they get back to the playoffs for a lot of reasons. First of all, I think it's kind of a bummer what happens when great players come up through the Pirates system. It bums me out that they very rarely keep those superstars.
Leave, yeah.
Also, I absolutely love PNC Park. It's my favorite park in the majors, and so that's another reason. But I like fresh storylines, and the Pirates would be the little engine that could. It would be amazing.
You know what's fantastic about being here in Pittsburgh? You know, if the Buccos just don't make it or they aren't good, we have the Steelers. So we're excited about this year with them too.
I like how you already have the fallback.
Oh yeah, back up.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much.
Listening in Pittsburgh, good to hear. Okay, a few of your comments from social in regards to Team Chestnut versus Team Joey. Ben says, Team Chestnut all the way. As a meatitarian like Jay, I don't eat the food, my food eats. It took me a second to think about that. Now Nathan's overpriced hot dogs are dead to me. He says, I think Ballpark should start its own hot dog eating competition the same weekend and get Joey's endorsement and participation.
No, those don't go down as easy as a Nathan's dog. It would be a disaster.
A bunch of you are duking it out here on our Facebook page. Paul, this is disturbing, actually. I just want to read this to you word for word. I just want to say this is the best conversation I've heard in quite a while. Oh, no. Thanks for the laughs. He says he's Team Joey. Jay, do you know how hard I prepare for this show? And this is the best conversation you've heard in a while.
I get here hours early to cut audio.
We have so much NFL quarterback audio and storylines, and this is the best conversation he's heard in a while. I give up. I literally give up. Okay. Let's see. Harry says, as much as I hate it as a native New Yorker, the guy made his choice. Hope some guy from Bensonhurst enters and blows him away. Greg says, if you're going to be in a huge national eating competition, then signing an endorsement deal with a fellow competitor is a big no-no. But here's the crux of it, Greg. I say impossible plants are more like salads. Plant-based foods are salads. They're not even the same food group as the hot dog. So how can you say it's competition?
Because they advertise as competition. That's why.
Well, okay, Jay, but if... Okay. If... I'm thinking about a competition. If one of my students creates a podcast and he says he's going to talk about sports and he bills it as a competitor to my show, mm-hmm. it doesn't make it so. If he's got five listeners on his podcast, and I would be very supportive, but if he has five listeners on his podcast, it doesn't mean he's a competition for After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, Impossible Meats has enough money to pay Joey Chestnut $1.2
million
a year.
See, that's an oxymoron. Impossible Meats is not a thing.
I understand, but...
I kind of feel like that's false advertising. So I guess that's the crux. I don't see Impossible tofu-based plant compilations...
Yeah.
Encased in plastic or whatever they're encased in, just because they have the same shape and size as a dog does not make them actual hot dog. I just think the two target markets that eat these products are not the same.
They're not, and Nathan's wants to keep it that way, which is why they're not letting Joey Chestnut
endorse
tarnish their competition.
Tarnish. Wowzers. Okay.
Take that not meat product out of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. It has no place being there on
right,
the 4th of July.
Right, but it's not in the contest.
Because they're not allowing it to be.
No one's... Oh, could you imagine the scandal if they subbed in Impossible products?
No.
And they weren't actually serving Nathan's? What if Nathan's got caught? Or how about this? They're worried that people are going to think that their top... competitor is actually eating fake ones. That's maybe it's a little bit like having an athlete or an official bet on a sport. You got to be careful. The whole integrity of competition might be compromised. Jay's face. He's thinking about it. He really is thinking about it. Honestly,
I'm on Impossible's website right now.
Uh-oh. How do they bill it? They don't call it meat, right?
Pork. Impossible pork meat from plants. There's meat all over the website, it says. So.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing that you just said. That's all you need to say. Impossible pork meat from plants.
Taste better than ground pork from pigs. So they're trying to get you to go off of the Nathan's.
You cannot create pork or make pork or label it pork if it comes from a plant.
They're doing it.
Pork is actually a pig. You
this
can't say it comes
than
from
pork from pigs, though. That's what they say. I mean,
so they're calling it pork from plants.
Impossible pork.
No, there's no such thing as pork from a plant.
You got to take it up with them. Your issues elsewhere, then.
Issues. They've got issues. That's what they've got. Okay, Davey says, I'm pro Nathan's. Impossible is more like I can't believe it's not butter versus butter. Surely it's fake, but it's attempting
if
to
Joey
be butter.
Was in a butter eating contest, he's not going to go and eat and go sponsor margarine.
Actually, margarine sticks to your inside, so that's a really bad idea. It's so bad for you. Okay, on that note, I swear, we're going to talk about basketball at some point. Jay, what happened? We were going to like dive into NFL mandatory workouts and mini camps and all these things, and we had so much quarterback drama. It wasn't that much drama, except we were going to bill it as a hump show to get you ready for training camps in July. Instead, we're getting you ready for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. I don't know what happened to me. I feel as though I've sold out. I've sold my soul to the devil.
Top story.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
I don't know.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jalen with it, moves to Porzingis against the much smaller Kyrie. One dribble, free throw line, jumper, tie game. Oh, the Mavericks should be up in this game, not looking up at a tie score 11 minutes into game two.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, basketball. Never in my life did I expect that we would spend an hour plus on a hot dog eating contest, especially since your host will readily tell you that she is retired from hot dogs. I used to love them. Obviously, every child loves them. My little brother went through a phase where he would eat nothing but hot dogs for 2 years. That's it.
It's a long time.
That's a long time. He was dug in. He would eat nothing but hot dogs for 2 years. Thank goodness he stopped that and moved on to other foods. But he's always been picky. And hot dogs was the only thing that he would eat when he was 2 to 4 years old. You're crazy. I would finally just give up. He wouldn't eat anything. And so my stepmom would, she would have to give in and just give him hot dogs.
It's like a strong taste too. Like, you ever have, like, I don't know, I guess you don't eat them, but like, if you have like too much of hot dog, it's like that quirky.
I wonder if Impossible had been around then, if she would have tried to trick my little brother.
Put some plant in there.
Some salad. Slip some salad into his hot dog. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I just stumbled across the statement from Impossible Foods. Wait until I read it to you. I seriously think they're just trying to incite a riot now. I mean, now they're just doubling down. They're like seriously giddy over the fact that Joey Chestnut's partnership with the company is getting so much attention, right? It's gone mainstream. It's gone viral now. And so they're giddy over all this quote unquote free publicity, though they are paying him. And their statement is designed just to get under the skin of Nathan's. Oh, just wait. Yeah.
I haven't seen it or heard.
So, oh, yeah. We just wait till I tell you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. We're asking you, are you Team Chestnut or are you Team Nathan's? So there's a place where you can comment there, because clearly this is the best conversation you've ever heard. Also on Twix. Can we have a Twix eating contest? That'd be way better. I'm in. That's all you have to say is Twix. At Amy After Hours, the poll is up there, and you need to send your last-minute questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is coming up now in about 10 minutes. here on the show. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Kristaps Porzingis has a rare injury that I've never heard of and cannot pronounce, but it's real. It's not spectacular. If you're the Celtics, this is startling. It's random, according to Kristaps Porzingis himself, but it's a dislocation of a posterior tendon, not his posterior, that'd be something different, but a posterior tendon in his left leg. And so now he's questionable. At the very most, he's listed as day-to-day, but this is a rare injury. Rare. This is not what the Celtics wanted. When he's on the court so far in the NBA Finals, and remember, he was out for 5 weeks with a calf injury. They just got him back. But he apparently got hurt in the third quarter on Sunday. This is what happens when you're 7'12". I mean, these types of things happen. 7'12 is not a thing, but I just had to throw it out there. When you are 7'11", there are all kinds of injuries that happen to your long legs and your feet and your knees and everything else. I mean, just imagine having legs twice as long as yours are right now. It's like being on stilts. The stilts break. Sometimes things happen with all the pressure that's on them. Anyway, they found out after game two, but he really has been a difference maker. He provides this jolt of energy when he enters the game. So going back to the opener of the finals, he had 11 points in the first quarter. He'd never come off the bench as a Celtic, so this was kind of new for him. He did the same thing in game number two because it worked so well. And he's had not just points, but he's had assists. He's also been able to get to some block shots that other guys can't. Sheer size and length and reach. And if you haven't noticed, he alters shots of the opponents as well. When he's on the court, I heard the stat on Tuesday. Boston is plus 25. Okay, so when Kristaps Porzingis is out there, and so far, I think he's played a little over 50 minutes between the two games. Boston is plus 25. When he's not on the court, the Mavericks and the Celtics, they're even. That's a stark difference, a stark contrast, because there isn't a player on the court who's like him. Derek Lively can move, and he's tall, and he's lanky, but he's not the same type of shot blocker as Kristaps. Obviously, the three-pointers, Kristaps will pop out onto the perimeter and he'll shoot for three. He runs the court, although Derek Lively can do that. But there isn't a guy out there who's like him. And he can be standing at the free throw line and reach over and block a shot at the rim. It's like he has go-go gadget arms. Do you remember those?
Of course.
His arms are so long. His wingspan is enormous.
It's like Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Like that, exactly. You can watch the arms fly out of the socket. That doesn't sound right. You can watch the arms extend out of the socket.
Stretch Armstrong.
There you go. He's Stretch Porzingis. You know it's true. Anyway, they're a different team with him on the court. Obviously, it's disappointing if he can't play because this is the reason they traded away Marcus Smart last year so that they could get Kristaps Porzingis and add this element to the interior. Well, he may or may not play. It's devastating for him, though I do appreciate the fact that he is remaining positive, right? So there's not a whole lot of information, just here's where we are.
The tweet that we put out was pretty, like, explanatory. It's kind of a random situation, yeah, and I felt something, and now I have to deal with it. So as we said, yeah, it's going to be day-to-day, and see how I am tomorrow. And obviously, I'm going to do everything I can to be out there tomorrow. And we'll see. I'm optimistic. And as I said, I will do everything I can to be out there tomorrow. And yeah, we'll see.
He's doing anything and everything he can to be ready for the game tomorrow. It's a serious injury. And at the end of the day, our team and the medical team is not going to put him in any bad situations. And so we've taken a decision to play out of his hands because of the importance of him. And so he's going to do everything he can to play, and then we're going to leave it up to our medical team. And that's really it.
So a wrinkle for the Celtics, similar to what the Florida Panthers could potentially be dealing with if they don't have their captain, Alexander Barkov, for game three in Edmonton coming up on Thursday. So you've got basketball on Wednesday, hockey on Thursday. And I still say both of these teams, Celtics and Panthers, are dealing from a position of strength, right? So it's not like they're down 0-2 and losing their best player. And also, I don't know if it's a great equalizer, but we know that Luka is not 100% either. In fact, we were right, Jay. He was absolutely injected with painkillers before game two. So that was the only way he could really get through it. All of the treatment, all of the therapy, all of that, you can do it round the clock, but it's not the same as a good old-fashioned painkiller to dull any senses and any nerves in the area. So, yes, the reports are that he absolutely was on some type of a painkiller for what appears to be a rib injury or rib cartilage, chest, something along those lines. So you could say he's not 100% either, but not having Kristaps Porzingis, it hasn't slowed the Celtics down to this point, so I don't know that it's the determining factor. However, I would think that the series is far less likely to end in a sweep or in five games if Kristaps is playing. If he's not playing, it does cause the rest of the Celtics to adjust, because when they've had him, they're a different team. When they've had him, they're heads and shoulders above pretty much anybody else in the NBA. So we'll keep you abreast of the situation. Ooh, that makes me want a chicken breast. Okay, are you ready for... This is a trolling attempt by Impossible Foods. Here is the statement in reaction to Joey Chestnut getting banned. You ready?
I guess.
They support Joey in any contest he chooses, and that, quote, meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
Stop. They really... What's that on? That's on, like, their Twitter? Or...
That is their attempt to get under Nathan's skin and to completely troll Nathan's.
That was a tremendous capitalization of the moment.
Meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
Someone needs a raise. That was good.
But your products are not actual wieners. Wait, are they wieners and just not hot dogs? Wait, what's the definition of a wiener? Quick, look it up. What's it?
No, I'm not looking that up.
No, seriously, I need to know if wieners is only hot dogs, or can wieners apply to the little ones, the little weenies?
Yeah, like the pigs in a blanket.
Can weenies apply to sausages or only to hot dogs?
All right, I'll do it carefully.
Okay. Be careful. Oh, you know what's going to happen? Coming in tomorrow morning, whoever signs on that computer, there's going to be porn bots popping up everywhere.
Okay, I got slang for sausages.
Uh-oh.
Weenie. Yeah, there it is. Or weenie. I don't know if that's... Oh, wiener. Okay.
Wiener.
Yeah.
But is wiener solely
worst?
A hot dog? Wiener. See, it's not. It's not. So Impossible Foods believes that they fall into the wiener category. Meat eaters don't have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
I always thought of it as just the shape, honestly.
Oh. I've never thought about it that much, but... But is this not brilliant by Impossible Foods?
It's tremendous.
Quote, meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener.
Unless you're Joey Chestnut.
I'm going to pee my pants. It's ridiculous. This is what it is. And yet we've spent an hour and a half on it.
When did they make that statement?
That was a statement made on Tuesday.
In like...
I wish we had the audio form. Why? Why could they not have had their spokesman stand in front of a microphone and say with a straight face, meat eaters should not have to be exclusive to just one wiener? Could you imagine?
No.
Straight face. No, you cannot crack a smile. That would ruin the whole thing. This is just the deadpan.
That
poker
would
face.
Seal it for Joey.
Impossible
and
Foods poker face. That's what it is. Coming up next, you can ask me all you want about plant-based foods. I guess. It's Ask Amy Anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
To say we've never had a show quite like this one. We've reinvented the wheel in 12 years of doing radio shows here on this network. Yeah, I've not ever watched a hot dog eating contest, nor was I planning to. And so I actually wouldn't know if Joey Chestnut was in or out. You'll have to let me know. I just think on principle, Nathan's can't be ticked off when Impossible Foods is plant. It's not meat. Why are you so afraid? The people who are eating your hot dogs are not all of a sudden jumping to a plant-based option.
They're encroaching.
They're faking it. It's false advertising. Honestly, I feel like they could bring a lawsuit and say that what you're advertising is not pork and it's not meat and it's not a hot dog. So get lost. Scram. That's what I'm saying. But unfortunately, they're paying Joey Chestnut a lot of money. So that's the conflict, I guess.
It's also not impossible because, like, clearly they're saying they did it. So... very much possible.
Very much anyway. Possible. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Jay is armed with your questions. He says that many of you want to know if I've ever eaten plant-based foods. The answer is yes. I eat salad almost every day or vegetables. Those are plant-based, baby. Let's go. I don't need someone to brand them. They come out of the ground.
So we'll get back to food, but I got to start here. This comes from Mike, and he says, speaking of an impossible hot dog, is cereal a soup? He's saying, speaking of, is an impossible hot dog a hot dog? Is cereal a soup?
No, it's cereal. If I offer to bring you some soup for breakfast, you're likely to turn me down because soup is not milk-based most of the time. But even if it is like a clam chowder, you would call it chowder, not cereal. What, Jay, stop giggling in there like you... Oh, my gosh. You see, Jay.
That's not my question.
I know, but you're very proud of it. No, cereal is one thing. It's a different food group entirely. Soup is something that you don't serve for breakfast, okay?
Okay.
Just like to hot dog eaters, you don't serve impossible fake pork.
Okay. Moving on. This comes from Dave, who wants to know, how's the water situation at your house?
Oh, man. So we got water back. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, but guess what? We're under boil order, which means that I went ahead and did a couple loads of laundry, not realizing that's probably contaminated with chemicals. Yeah, at least I didn't drink any of it because I still had bottled water. Thankfully, when I went to the grocery store Tuesday morning, I brought home 3 jugs of water. It was not working when I got home in the morning, so we were using the jugs of water for the toilet and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's back on. It's just not safe to drink. So we're still under a boil order. But could you actually drink boiling water? I think not.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
Doesn't sound quenching.
Well, it sounds dangerous, actually.
That too.
It's like when people drank bleach in the wake of COVID. Remember there was that stupid trend going around?
I remember.
And I do mean stupid, literally. People were drinking bleach thinking that it would give them immunity to COVID.
Right after the people were eating Tide Pod trend.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with people? No wonder Gen Z takes their parents to job interviews.
All right. We're going to go back to the wedding for this one.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So Paul says, my daughter is getting married soon, and I am shocked by how expensive everything is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did you guys spend more or less than you thought you would on the big day?
Well, it depends on who you ask. So this is a true story. When Bob and I were planning or starting to plan the wedding, I said, I'd like to spend no more than $8,000. He was very kind and sensitive. He did not laugh in my face, but he tried to convince me that we might have to raise that a little bit. And so his number was $12,000. My mom ended up paying for the catering. My mom and her husband paid for the catering. She also paid for half of my dress. My dress did not cost all of $8,000, but it was more expensive than I thought. There were a few things that mom paid for, but we were really economical. This is honest truth. I did not go back and add up the bills. My mom wanted to know. I thought it probably would be better for me not to know how much we spent on the wedding. Thankfully, I had been saving. Bob had been saving, not necessarily for a wedding, but we used some of our savings. And people were very generous. They paid for our honeymoon, so that was not an expense. Our family and friends who came to the wedding paid for the honeymoon by giving us cash gifts and donations. So I actually don't know how much it cost, but yes, it did cost more than what I thought. Like I said, I was fairly naive and I think a little bit completely like out of that realm where I hadn't even thought about planning a wedding and had never looked at brides magazines and had no idea what a sham it is. It's a sham. They sell you a dress that's a size bigger than what you actually wear. And they say to you, oh, it's easier to fit it. And then you go to get a fitting and they charge you another $1,000 for all the different alterations. Not to mention every couple wants the perfect day, right? If you don't keep it in perspective, they want it to be perfect. It's just one day. And so you spend money through the nose thinking, oh, it's no big deal. It's just one day. Thankfully, Bob and I were good check and balance, and we did a lot of things economically or did them by asking friends to help us. For instance, the cupcakes. I didn't have to pay for a cake because my best friend made the cupcakes. So that kind of thing.
Nice. That segues us nicely. And Melanie asked, and Bob might be listening, what's the best thing about being married so far?
Hi, babe. The best thing about being married is that and this is genuine, I'm not alone anymore. Loneliness was a real tough challenge for most of my adult life. And I know partly it was my career. I moved away from family. And once I did, I was never within, you know, more than 5 hours driving distance of family. I've moved to places sight unseen and had to start all over. I've moved until this job. I moved every couple years. I was never in the same place. So loneliness was something I honestly wondered if I would ever not feel, if I would ever get rid of it. It was such a normal part of my life. I felt it all the time. But I am no longer lonely. Bob is around all the time, which is great. No, it is awesome to have a partner in life. And the fact that we get so happy over sharing yard work means we're both nerds. But it's awesome. Like after all the time of not being in a partnership that gives us such great joy, even the boring and the mundane and the routine are now things we look forward to because we get to do them together. I know I'm a sap.
That's a good thing. That's what they say.
He's the bigger sap, but I'm a sap, yes.
All right, let's go to Brian. He says, if you were to ever sing a duet on stage, which artist would you want to perform?
Tim McGraw. Yeah, he's amazing. Tim McGraw. I would like to do harmonies. Tim could do the melodies and let's go. That would be amazing. I could go to heaven after that. That would be the it. The pinnacle of my life.
Let's get into some food. Todd wants to know, what's your go-to meal or snack when watching NFL football?
Oh, gosh. Well, I love goldfish, but a carton of goldfish is now almost $10. Is that insane? Where I live anyway. And that's at Walmart, for heaven's sake. So I might have to go back to lime chips. Although right now a bag of lime chips, it's nearly $5. So I'm not sure. I may start fasting during NFL games. No, I would say my favorite is probably lime chips, Tostitos, hint of lime chips, and salsa. Mango salsa is delicious. I really enjoy it. But man, snacking is not a cheap habit anymore. I'm blown away. I generally don't look at the cost of foods anymore because it just freaks me out. It's so frustrating. We have to eat, right? So we're going to have to pay for it.
And they know that.
Yes, exactly. But when I saw that the carton of Goldfish was $9+, I nearly put it back. It's just that I need some snack to eat overnight, right? So I had to suck it up.
Do they have Impossible Goldfish?
I don't care, but I bet they're more expensive if they do. They fake Goldfish.
Mike wants to know, what are your favorite uses for rhubarb?
Would you believe I've actually never cooked with rhubarb?
I would believe that.
But my mom once made a strawberry rhubarb pie when I was a kid, so I guess that would be the one. I've had eggplant. I've never had rhubarb.
That was an interesting
Jay,
question.
Could you pick a rhubarb out of a lineup?
No, they're kind of long, right? Are they purple?
I thought that was eggplant.
But yeah, maybe I'm describing eggplant. Big Jim wants to know, what's the worst airport you've ever been in?
Oh, man. Charlotte was pretty bad. They shut down the entire airport for half an inch of snow.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Atlanta can also be extremely infuriating, so Atlanta's tough. LAX kept my license. The person at the counter kept my license while I walked to security. Thankfully, when I went back, she had it, but that was also a bad experience. Yeah. Cuba's pretty tough, too. Havana is also a pretty tough airport. Anyway, those are a few.
All right, we'll end with some rapid fire here. Loud neighbors or nosy neighbors?
I'll take nosy. You can make stuff up. They'd never have any idea.
C-3PO or R2-D2?
Oh, I love R2.
Pulled pork or brisket? Regular.
Real beef brisket, yes.
Wasabi or horseradish?
Horseradish.
USB backup or cloud storage?
I go USB. I don't like people to have access to my stuff.
Intense pain for 10 minutes or dull pain for one day?
Dull pain for one day. What's wrong with you?
Save as you go or save at the end?
Save as you go. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.